For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hey, it's Rhett Matthew from the Cannon Fire Podcast, and I want to tell you about a great new sponsor. I tell you this, man, I love betting my friends, all things sports. I'll bet them on anything. Different games, player props, all of that is what the Cut app allows me to do. Cut, K-U-T-T, is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus U.S. states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments accepted, no need for Venmo. So what are we going to be betting on this week? NBA basketball is in full swing after the All-Star break. NHL has been making us a lot of money. Use our promo code BELEAVEBUCKS, B-L-E-A-V, BUCKS, B-U-C-S, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code BELEAVEBUCKS, B-L-E-A-V, B-U-C-S. Cut, put your money where your mouth is.
I want to hear cannons. Outfield, pop, ball to the five, touchdown Tampa Bay. Mike Evans does it again. Fire the cannons, Bucks.
It's first and goal.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Mike Evans reached agreement on a two-year, $52 million contract that includes $35 million guaranteed. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, wherever you may be listening to this. It is a great day to be a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it's a great day because Mike Evans will be back in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform for at least another two seasons. I have to imagine after that, the Bucs are seemingly going to go year to year if he does decide he wants to keep on playing. But Mike is back. He is a Buck. It is official. And they have agreed to terms on a two-year extension, averaging $26 million per year. So not a bad payday for a 30-year-old wide receiver. I don't know the last time a wide receiver over 30 years old got this kind of contract. I know Cooper Kupp got paid pretty handsomely. He was close to 30 years old, if not right around 30, just a couple of years ago. But Mike Evans, the next in line, and he will remain a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Welcome back to an emergency episode of the Cannon Fire Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Rhett Matthew. Riding solo today. No Evan. He was not able to make it, but you know that's kind of what happens when you do emergency podcasts. It's kind of the whole idea of doing an emergency podcast is that you may or may not be ready for it. So completely understandable. But some news that I definitely was not ready for this morning. I saw it come across my feed 8:30, 9 o'clock, I think, maybe right around 8:45. Trying to think of who broke the news. I saw it first from Adam Schefter, but I do think someone beat him to it. Regardless, Mike's agent was the one who came out and confirmed the details to everybody. Greg Allman here with a good quote from Derek Gilmore, Mike Evans' agent. He confirms the re-signing. He says, quote, "Mike just called me last night and said, I want to be a Buck for life. Myself and Darren Jones have worked hard to get this deal done." So after drawing a line in the sand at the beginning of the 2023 season, Mike honestly proving to not just the Bucks but himself and the rest of the league that he could still perform as a number one wide receiver in the NFL. He had one of his more productive seasons that he has ever had. I mean, this all worked out swimmingly. Definitely not the way I thought it was going to be, though. I think the fact that we're hearing this news so soon, you know, legal tampering, I think, does not begin until next week. I wish Evan was here because he'd probably have the exact date for me. But the legal tampering period is not underway. But truthfully, I mean, they've been working behind the scenes to get a deal like this done. Mike has obviously heard maybe some offers he was going to get by some other teams. Diana Russini, who has been on top of it, she's got another couple of reports we'll get to here in a second. She said that multiple teams had reached out to Mike Evans and they had him on their free agent wide receiver board. They were hoping to land him. Based on several team sources, those teams were the Tennessee Titans, the LA Rams, the Kansas City Chiefs, the New England Patriots, the New York Giants, the Carolina Panthers, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have been subject to watching, or seeing rather, all of these jersey swaps of Mike Evans and a Panthers jersey. You remember when he got hired up? I'm sorry, you remember when they hired Canales? All the Panthers fans were going crazy saying that he's going to bring Mike Evans with him. I don't know where the hell they got that. But all of these fan bases will be sorely disappointed as Mike Evans will remain a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Phones are on as well. We do have a little bit of time if you feel like calling in. 305-224-1968 is the number to call. The meeting ID for this week, 849-318-3559. So call in. Let me know what you want to talk about. Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, we can just shoot the shit. We got time for a little bit of everything today. So how are you guys doing? MK, Mikey Kelly in the house, Andrew Nand in the house. He says, your number one fan in Canada checking in. Fire the cannons. Appreciate you hanging out with us all the way up there in the Great North. S. Peter, man. Yep, legal tampering starts next Monday. So again, I think that just goes to show you how often the lines are blurred when it comes to free agency, when it comes to the draft process, when it comes to teams who have a lot of money to pay a certain player. One way or another, they're going to let that guy know how much they may or may not be paying him. So $26 million a year for Mike Evans, $35 million guaranteed. Now, this also begs the question, and I've seen a couple of other people bring this up regarding Mike's deal, and I have to ask as well, Mike isn't going to sign somewhere where he doesn't know whose quarterback's going to be. So if I'm a betting man, which I kind of am, I would expect some more news on Baker Mayfield's deal coming pretty soon. Now, Diana Russini, who I just quoted for that earlier report, she had also put out a report lately saying that Baker's looking for at least $30 million a year, and no, he is not interested in taking a hometown discount with whoever team that may end up being. I assume the Bucks. Yeah, he wants market value. He wants what he feels like he's worth. And to be honest with you, I didn't expect this Mike Evans deal to play out so quickly. So my gut feeling on the Baker Mayfield news is that, yeah, I think we're going to hear something soon. I don't know if we're going to hear that they agree to terms on a deal, but I am definitely surprised at how efficiently they were able to get this done. And again, let's speak to the efficiency in the skill of Jason Light and the rest of that front office. I mean, they've done it offseason after offseason after offseason after offseason. People go into this offseason thinking there's no way in hell they're going to be able to re-sign Mike Evans and Antoine Winfield Jr. and Baker Mayfield. Now, the jury's still out on Baker Mayfield and Antoine Winfield, of course, but just like I said, I feel like we're going to hear something about Baker any day now. And that's just a gut feeling. That's not sources. That's not any insider information that anyone can not find on the internet. But I'll be curious to see how this plays out. Eddie LeBron in chat said, never had a doubt. Yeah, I hear you. If you guys have been listening to the Cannon Fire podcast, we may not have been beating the drum as loudly as some other people have, but we've been telling you guys all along, like, the most likely scenario is going to be Mike Evans back in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform. Now, I did see an article, and I wanted to get some more details, but let me get you some more information on this new deal for Mike Evans. This courtesy of Adam Schefter over at ESPN.com. Bringing back Mike Evans not only will help the Bucs offense, but it'll also serve as another catalyst in the recruitment to re-sign free agent quarterback Baker Mayfield, who has said that he hopes to continue playing with the standout receiver. Quote, he's an unprecedented player. We want him to be a Buck for life, general manager Jason Light said last week at the NFL Combine. Evans was projected to be one of the top, if not the top, wide receivers available via free agency. The Kansas City Chiefs, among others, were expected to be interested. Other top free agent wide receivers include T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Calvin Ridley, Odell Beckham Jr., and Michael Thomas. The Bucs and Evans were unsuccessful in working out a deal before the start of the 2023 regular season, with discussions tabled until after the season when a September 9th deadline was passed. Evans, who was 30 years old, brushed aside that disappointment and put together one of the best performances of his career, tying for a league-leading 13 receiving touchdowns, the first time he has finished atop the leaderboard in touchdowns. He reached the 1,000-yard receiving mark for the 10th straight season, an NFL record for the start of a career, and just one shy of tying Hall of Famer Jerry Rice's overall record. He posted multi-touchdown performances against the Colts in Week 12 and the Jags in Week 16, and he had games with 100-plus yards against the Bears in Week 2, the Titans in Week 10, and the Carolina Panthers in Week 13. You guys know the rest of this stuff, but the Bucs selected Evans 7th overall in the 2014 NFL Draft, making him Jason Light's first draft selection as a general manager. Since then, Evans has become one of the NFL's marquee receivers with 5 Pro Bowl selections, 2016, 2018, 2019, 2021, and most recently 2023, although I do not think he made the trip to Orlando, or I think Vegas. I think they were out in Vegas. I don't know. Was the Pro Bowl in Vegas or Orlando this year? I don't remember. A 3-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, Evans and his wife Ashley, Mike Evans Family Foundation, has provided over $470,000 in scholarships to students in Florida and Texas, while also assisting victims of domestic violence. In 2023, Evans authored a children's book called The Middle School Rules of Mike Evans, highlighting the adversity Evans faced in losing his father, Mickey, and growing up in Galveston post-Hurricane Ike. As a fan, honestly, to tell you what this signing means, I mean, it goes beyond what Mike Evans is able to do on the football field. On the football field, he is, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I don't want anyone to get up in arms over it, but in my opinion, he is the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time. We have never had a playmaker like Mike Evans on the offensive side of the ball, and we've never had a playmaker who's lasted as long making plays on the offensive side of the ball like Mike Evans is. Listen, Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp, Rondé Barber, John Lynch, all those guys, they're in a class all their own. But if we're nickel and diamond here, you know, Warren Sapp left the Bucs. He's not that great of a person off of the field. John Lynch left the Bucs. So Mike Evans is already above those two guys on my list, simply because at this pace, he's going to play his entire career in Tampa Bay. Like, that's important. That's important to me. But his impact on me as a fan goes beyond what he does on the field. I love watching him play. I love watching him catch touchdowns. I love watching him get 1,000 yards every season. I loved especially watching him win a Super Bowl in his home stadium, the first team ever to do so with Tom Brady. I love all of that stuff. But I think the most important thing is what Mike Evans does in this community and what he's done in this community since day one, since he was drafted in 2014. He's had charity events. He shows up far and wide representing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He donates his time. He donates his money whenever he can to charitable causes around the community. He's active in the community, and that's why the Bucs nominate him as Walter Payton Man of the Year. You know, players like that are important. I think about Mike Evans, and I think about the status that he has in this community now, and I think a lot about a guy like Vincent Jackson, who, again, Mike was able to play with early in his career. Long live Vincent Jackson. Rest in peace, number 83. But Vince, you know, Vincent Jackson was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer far beyond when he stopped playing because of all the work he did in the community. He was a friendly face. He was a notable face. He was a notable figure, and he was a guy that had ties to the city. And he used his platform to do whatever good he could possibly do for the community. And NFL players, they don't have to do that, man. Those guys can show up. They can play 17 games a year, maybe 18, 19, or 20 if you make the postseason. They can just show up, play, and get their check and go home. They don't have to do anything extra. Maybe the NFL's got some legal obligations for them. But I do have to think that, you know, Mike Evans does this stuff out of the goodness of his heart, man. And he's just, he's exactly the kind of player you would want to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, in my opinion. He is the epitome of what a franchise wide receiver should be. He is dependable. He is consistent. He is good in the community. And not only that, he's a team-friendly guy. He's a leader in the locker room. He leads by example, but he is already a wide receiver that is underrated as he has been throughout his entire career. He continuously took pay cuts to make sure that the guys around him got paid. And that's one of the most important things is, you know, he's a number one wide receiver. He does all these great things in the community. He's not a diva. He's not a guy that's going to take his ball and go home if he had to take a little bit less money to bring some other guys back to help his team win. Because the other thing about Mike, too, is that, you know, this is really any player that seemingly has played their whole career here, except for maybe like a Gerald McCoy. There's some guys you feel bad for, but Mike has had the full Buccaneer experience. He's been on a 2-14 football team. He's been a Super Bowl champion. He has seen the peaks and the valleys that this team has to offer, that this city has to offer, and he's decided to stay and continue being one of the best wide receivers that we have ever seen play football in the red and pewter. Let's get to our first call. We appreciate you holding. You're on the Cannon Fire Podcast. Who's this?
What's up?
What's up, man? What's your name?
I think I'm the co-host of this place.
Oh, geez. Well, you got to say your name, man. I can't, you know, I can't always.
I figured you would recognize the number.
I didn't see the number. I got a bunch of stuff up on my screen right now, believe it or not. So I wasn't able to see the number. How you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, for the uninitiated, Evan Wanish, the other half of the Cannon Fire Podcast. How you doing, pal? How do you feel about the Mike Evans news?
Good. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't join you guys over Zoom. Just by phone today. But you know, woke up and was honestly kind of surprised. Obviously, a pleasant surprise that I think you mentioned it earlier. Sort of how quickly it came together. Because look, I mean, me and you both said that it was likely that Mike Evans was going to come back to Tampa Bay, but we also kind of thought it was pretty likely he was at least going to hit the open market. And for him to not, you know, hit the open market, you know, the legal tampering period begins 1 week from today. So for him to not even hit the open market and come back to Tampa Bay, that part was the surprise. Not necessarily that he came back to the Buccaneers, because, again, I think that was the safe expectation all along, but the fact that he was able to not hit the open market, I think it's huge for the Buccaneers in negotiations with a guy like Baker Mayfield, because, you know, Baker's going to want to know the guy he's playing with, right? And I think that just helps things out in terms of that contract negotiation as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Baker. So good. I'm glad that you tied it in there. Great follow-up. So I have to imagine, you know, Mike Evans isn't going to re-sign with a team if he doesn't know who his quarterback is going to be 100%. You know, if there's still a chance that Kyle Trask or anybody other than Baker Mayfield is your week one starter for the Bucs, I don't think he's back so soon. So do you think we should hear some news on Baker Mayfield relatively soon?
Yeah, I would say there's a decent chance. Again, I don't have a source on that or anything. This is just a sort of a gut feeling, and the timing of the Mike Evans thing, you can sort of, you know, use like, you know, context clues there to infer that Baker Mayfield extension could be coming sooner rather than later. I actually thought Mayfield was going to be signed before Evans.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
The fact that Evans got done before Mayfield, I just think, yeah, just increases the chances that Mayfield is going to be back. And I know there's rumblings of New England and Atlanta, or, you know, if Minnesota loses Kirk Cousins. To me, that just, you know, agents trying to drum up a price a little bit. I'm not saying that those teams don't have any interest in Baker Mayfield. I'm sure there's some level, but for the most part, I would be pretty surprised if Baker Mayfield ended up elsewhere, especially at this point now Mike Evans is back. And I do think it wouldn't shock me at all if this isn't the only news of a re-signing that we have this week for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I think the deadline coming up, too, on teams and their ability to use the franchise tag, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's either this week or next week, right?
It's tomorrow at 4 p.m., yep. So, obviously, the big one would be Antoine Winfield Jr. That seems to be the trendy pick there. If the Buccaneers were – I mean, they don't have to, right? But if the Buccaneers were to use the franchise tag, they would most likely use on Antoine Winfield Jr. But reminder, I mean, just because even if they use the tag on Winfield doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, he's just playing on a tag.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they tagged Chris Godwin, worked out a longer term deal with him. So it can serve as kind of a placeholder at times. So I do think you're going to be hearing some news. So it won't be the only show that you'll see from us this week, but I do think you might hear some news about Winfield. And then also, like I said, I didn't think Baker Mayfield was going to hit the open market before Mike Evans re-signed. And now that he did re-sign, I have a feeling that we're going to get some news here sometime this week about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, the funniest part is that legal tampering doesn't begin till next Monday. So what does this tell you about all the rules that get broken every single year that, you know, everybody just kind of has to pretend it doesn't happen, I assume? Because there's no doubt in my mind that Mike Evans had a general idea of what other teams were going to be offering him. Like I just think that this definitely played out way faster than I expected it to. I thought we were going to be doing this show like first week of April.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that again, yeah, you say legal tampering starts whenever. Right. But I do think, you know, last week or the combine's basically just wrapping up now, a lot of work gets done at the combine, right? And that's when a lot of agents and players and stuff and teams sort of gauge markets on these guys. And yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, he may not have heard every single thing from every single team that was interested, but there's no doubt in my mind that Mike Evans had an idea of, and his agent, and I'm sure the Bucs as well, had an idea of what was going to be out there if he decided to wait until next week. So I'm sure, yes, he did have some sort of idea. And I'm sure right now Baker Mayfield probably has some sort of idea of what is awaiting him next week, should he not re-sign with the Buccaneers this week. So even though it can't legally happen, you know, or be announced with a new team until next week, yeah, these teams and these players, yeah, they definitely – find loopholes. And yeah, the legal tampering period, you should say that with like air quotes, because it basically starts like 2 weeks before the actual legal tampering period even begins.
Now, here's something else I want to ask you, and this is regarding the reports of the Baker Mayfield contract. I think this came from Diana Russini, and she had basically said that, you know, Baker's looking for right around $30 million, maybe north of $30 million, and he's not interested in taking a home team discount. Now, let's keep in mind that at the Pro Bowl, Baker talked to the media, and he also mentioned the importance of bringing back Mike Evans, but the importance of making sure he's able to do what he can to help these guys stay together regarding, you know, just the money aspect of re-signing all of these guys back. So he didn't directly say he's willing to take less money, but he kind of implied it. And then now you've got some of these quotes that come out saying that he's not interested in a home team discount. He's looking for full market value, which for a quarterback where he is in the NFL, some people might not like it, but it could be north of $30 million. What do you make of this? Is this, you know, is this sources season at its finest, where everybody has an insider source, everybody has a number in their head that they think is right, and then when push comes to shove, it's not any of that? Because, you know, it seems like every single year there's a couple of sound bites or a couple of quotes that come out, make you think one thing, and then the signing happens and you realize it was just a stretch.
Yeah, I think it'd be a little bit of both. I think it could definitely be, again, you know, you have to remember, I mean, Diana Russini just tweeted out, what was that, Friday or Saturday? Or I believe it was Jordan Schultz, actually, sorry, that reported that Mike Evans was set to hit free agency.
Right.
You know, and so there's always an agenda. There's always a reason for these reports to come out. So I do think that Baker Mayfield is going to get, at this point, he probably is going to get north of $30 million a year. Now, I mean, doesn't mean it's going to be his cap hit in 2024. Doesn't mean they're going to be, you know, minus $30 million on the cap this year, but I do think when you look at the overall contract, whether that's 2-year deal, 3-year deal, maybe even a 4-year deal, if the Bucs wanted to maybe add an extra year to be able to stretch out the AAV, maybe, you know, get that a little bit smaller, I could see that. I do think, like you said, that is a little bit of sources season and free agency season going on with that. So Look, man, like, we're going to get our answer here very shortly. Like, it's either going to be this week or Baker Mayfield, like, is going to be one of the first to sign, whether Tampa Bay or elsewhere next week. So we're going to get our answer on that very shortly. I would have been shocked if it was anywhere but Tampa Bay. You know, if you asked me this last night, now this morning with this news about Mike Evans coming back, I would be even more shocked that Baker Mayfield just went, like, no, you know, like, yeah. They included him in the offensive coordinator search. Like, he was a focal point in that search. And I, to me, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, I really think the context clues.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've been given already should be a foregone conclusion that Baker Mayfield is going to be back in Tampa Bay, but it's not over till it's over. And, you know, it's not over until pen hits paper. And the Bucs have been in that situation before where you go to bed thinking you're going to get one guy, and then the next day you find out it's not going to happen. So we're getting there. But I do think still the most likely scenario is that Baker Mayfield may not even make it to free agency. This is actually an interesting quote brought up by Jenna Lane, ESPN. She says, "Don't be surprised if Baker Mayfield does not make it to free agency just like Mike Evans. Yes, I know there's reported interest from the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons, but Baker loves Tampa. They gave him a shot, and the organization has stability. That stuff matters to him, not just the money." Now, that's a report. First off, that's a report from someone local who covers the Bucs. I mean, Jenna Lane covers the Bucs. All she tweets about is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. She's not a national media pundit. She does work for ESPN. She's there at the facility during the regular season. Like, she spends 5 days a week covering and talking about the Bucs. So I'm going to believe that a little bit more than I am about a vague report saying that, you know, he wants market value. He's not going to take a home team discount, because I believe the opposite may be true. And something else that we haven't talked about so far today on the pod is the Bucs now have the ability to decide what Mike Evans' cap hit is going to be in 2024, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
That's the only detail we haven't found out about. $35 million guaranteed, that's awesome, but they still have the ability to determine how much he's going to affect the salary cap in 2024. And that's why these long-term extensions, when they happen, they're so crucial, because a lot of people seem to overlook that.
Yes. Yeah. We don't know exactly yet, but yeah, it is expected that the Buccaneers are going to be using some type of void years or something in this to lower that cap hit. So we don't know exactly what kind of impact this is going to have yet on the 2024 cap. We probably find that out, I would assume, you know, shortly. But yeah, as of right now, we don't know. But yeah, the AAV is $26 million. His cap hit in 2024 is not going to be $26 million. So it's going to be lower than that. How much lower, that depends on how much, you know, the Bucs sort of want to, you know, kick the can. Now, I know the Bucs historically have not really done that, but the NFL nowadays is just a different league, and just almost every team does that now, you know, to create money and do that. And there's just certain things you're going to have to do as an organization, especially if they want to keep Baker Mayfield and Antoine Winfield Jr. and even a guy like Chase McLaughlin, you know, Levante David. Like, they want to keep these guys. You're going to have to make some sacrifices and kick the can down the road a little bit. So yeah, we don't know the exact details of that, but I would imagine there is some void years in there to lower that 2024 cap hit and make it a little bit easier on their 2024 number.
Yeah, and on the importance of those extensions, we've said it throughout the year. We'll say it again. That's also why you can't rule out the possibility of a guy like Tristan Wirfs getting a long-term extension this offseason. I know we talk a lot about Levante David. We talk a lot about Antoine Winfield. We have been talking a lot about Mike Evans until this morning. He'll be back in Tampa Bay. You can talk about all your free agents, but the more flexible you can get, especially with a guy like Tristan Wirfs, the Bucs have picked up his fifth-year option, but if they want to give him a contract instead, they have the ability to affect that cap hit. Because if they just take Tristan Wirfs' fifth-year option, and they pay him what it is next year. I think it's like $16, $18 million. You know, that's a contract. That's another free agent. That's another maybe free agent edge rusher you could go out there and get. Like, I'm just kind of throwing spitballs here. But the Bucks have a lot of creativity, and I think getting this Mike Evans move done out of the way, you don't have to worry about it. It sets up a baseline for what you're able to do throughout the rest of free agency and looking ahead from there. Wanted to talk to you about the NFL Combine, my friend. I know there's not a lot of news coming out of the Combine except for Chop Robinson being the fastest defensive end of the bunch. But other than that, I think this is a sure tell sign that free agency starts when the Combine starts. Like, you know, yeah. It seems like there's a lot of rumblings this week coming from Indy and just coming from the Combine. But it's also one of those things, like, it's a fun time of year, and I think we're getting more and more transparent about just how much is actually discussed during the Combine.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks, you're going to see what was talked about in the Combine. You're going to see that revealed over the next 2 weeks. So, you know, well, it's going to be a busy week regardless. But, you know, yeah, I think it's going to be – you are right. The free agency basically starts at the Combine. Agents and teams will deny it because they're not going to admit to tampering. But we all know, like, it pretty much happens as a combine, whether it's, you know, meeting up in a hotel room or meeting up at a bar or a restaurant or whatever, you know, in Indy, that whole town for that week is just filled with so much NFL personnel that, yes, it basically begins. You basically have to look for the combine date, and that's when that will happen. Quick note on Tristan Wirfs. Yeah, his cap hit is, for this year, it's expected to be $18.6 million. That's according to Over the Cap. So, yeah, it would save them. I mean, it could save, depending on how much they wanted to do. And, I mean, and Jason Light even talked about that, right? He talked about that at the Combine, about extending Tristan Wirfs. And so I think it's something they want to do. I don't think they want him playing on that fifth-year option. So they could extend him and they could take that number down to save $10, $11, $12 million, depending on how far they wanted to go with it. So I do think that, and I honestly, like, I do think a Tristan Wirfs extension is fair to expect. I'm not saying it's a lock. It wouldn't shock me if it doesn't get done, just because, like, maybe Tristan Wirfs is looking at it and, like, he thinks he can get a little bit more money next year with the cap, you know, going to rise again next year. So it wouldn't shock me, but I do think it is something fair to expect, and I do think it's something the Bucks are going to want to do. A few more things to keep an eye on, you know, before I head out. Obviously, there was something that Jeremy Fowler put in an article today about, you know, Marshon Lattimore being a trade target for some teams, but then he also mentioned that some teams have their eye on Carlton Davis. I would be kind of surprised if the Buccaneers traded Davis, just because I would also have been surprised if they cut Davis, because while it would save them cap, right, it would save them that number, I believe about $6 million or so, that's another hole that you have to fill in your roster. And I just don't know if the Buccaneers are going to want to do that. I think Todd Bowles is a big fan of Carlton Davis. Of course, if, you know, if the Bucs get an offer they can't refuse, you know, if you get offered a day two pick for Carlton Davis, I think they'd take it. But I can't imagine they're offered any more than a day three pick. So I would expect the Bucks to hold on to Davis. And then some other things, you know, this week we could see a few things. You could see a guy like Russell Gage potentially be released. That wouldn't shock me. You could see a few more restructures, maybe a guy like Vita Vea and stuff. So even if Baker Mayfield doesn't sign an extension this week, or let's say there is no tag for Antoine Winfield Jr., I still wouldn't expect this to be the last bit of Bucks news coming out of this week.
Let me get your final thoughts here. We're going to wrap up, but just want you to speak on the importance of, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as a franchise. How important is the ability to retain a player like Mike Evans? Because we've been watching Bucs football for a long time, and you don't get a lot of guys like Mike Evans that come through and play for your franchise. You know, he's my favorite Buc of all time. I already went on a big emotional rant just before he called in, but want to hear you kind of speak about it, because you've been watching this guy just as long as I have, and we get to do it for a couple more years.
Yeah, it's special. You know, it's special to watch somebody Because honestly, at the end of the day, it's rare nowadays, right? Not just in the NFL, but in professional sports, it's rare for a guy to spend his entire career with one team, right? Peyton Manning was not a Colt for his entire career. Tom Brady, of all people, was not a Patriot for his entire career. Imagine telling somebody, you know, back in 2012 that Tom Brady wouldn't be a Patriot for life. Like, they would have thought you're crazy. But it's just how sports goes nowadays. Aaron Rodgers, not a Packer for his entire career. Like, you know, that stuff matters. And I think so when you get the opportunity to keep a player, you know, for his entire career that you drafted, it was Jason Link's first ever draft pick as Buccaneers general manager. It's special. And to be able to see what likely is, you know, like it sounds like I would expect I thought about this too, because I thought it was going to be a 3-year deal for Mike Evans because I figured he was going to play 3 more years. I think he plays at max 3 more years. So it wouldn't shock me if after this 2-year deal, maybe you see another 1-year deal to sort of wrap things up. But, you know, I mean, Mike Evans telling his agent basically, he wanted to be a Buck for life. I think that matters. And I think he's genuine with that. And he's also been on record saying, like, he's not going to be one of these guys playing when he's 38, 39 years old. Like, that's just not going to be him. So, you know, we talked about this whole season, you know, or before the season, we talked about, you know, sort of cherishing guys like Mike Evans, Lavonte David, because you never know if it could be their last year with the team. And a guy like Mike Evans coming back to the Buccaneers for multiple years to close out, you know, what likely is, you know, his career, and a Hall of Fame career at that, it is special. And hopefully, you know, we can have another moment like this in just, you know, a week or maybe even less than that, you know, with hopefully, you know, a guy like Lavonte David coming back to Tampa Bay. I haven't heard any rumblings about him retiring. That's just me personally. I haven't heard anything.
No, so there's more
we'll
rumblings.
See what happens there, but
there's more rumblings about Lavonte David, you know, ready to play next season. I think Pewter Report put out an entire article just talking about how he still has it. He still got the juice and he wants to play. So I do think that for a guy like Lavonte David, that should be in impending news as well.
Yes. So I would imagine guy like Lavonte David. And look, I mean, it's rare to have one of those guys, let alone have two of those guys, right? Have Lavonte David drafted in 2012, spent his entire career with the Bucks when there was, you know, there was a few times where like he could have gone elsewhere. Mike Evans drafted in 2014, spent his entire career in Tampa Bay. You know, when again, like this was the first time really, like this was the first time where Mike Evans could have, you know, where he could have gone elsewhere, right? This is the first realistic shot, and you know, he elected to stay in Tampa. So it definitely means something. And like I said, it's rare to see it nowadays, so when you do see it, it's pretty cool.
All right, last question, then I'll let you go. I already told the people where he ranks on my all-time Tampa Bay Buccaneer list. Let me ask you, is he a top 5 Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time?
Yeah, I think. I don't know exactly where he is, but I think he's somewhere in the top 5. I think because to me, like a lot of the top 5 is obviously going to be that Super Bowl team in 2002.
Sure.
So I think winning a Super Bowl matters. If he didn't win the Super Bowl in 2020, it would be a little bit tougher to have him top 5 because, like, you know, like the other guys that would be in that top 5 won a Super Bowl and you didn't. But to me, he's the best offensive player in Buccaneers history. He's passed all of Mike Alstott's records. He's passed all the other Buccaneer offensive records. And he's going to continue to do so. Yeah. You know, he's playing 2 more seasons in Tampa Bay. I mean, it's going to make it almost impossible for the next guy, you know, the next great Bucs wide receiver in 2033 or whatever to come in here and try and chase Mike Evans' records because it's not going to be easy. And I do think that he's definitely top 5, and it wouldn't shock me if by the end of this contract, when it's all said and done, look, if he plays 2 more really good seasons, you're going to have serious discussions about him being the best Buccaneer of all time. You just are, especially if, you know, he retires the Buccaneer. I think that matters as well. Derek Brooks, who I think is probably right now still number 1 for me. He spent his entire career in Tampa Bay, and I think that matters. So to me right now. Mike Evans is definitely top five, has a really, really good chance to end up in the number one spot, though.
I agree. Listen, I'm not going to be hard pressed to say that I think he's top three. Number three, sure. You know, Derek Brooks is a fair argument. Rondé Barber is a fair argument. That Super Bowl defense is a fair argument. Like I said before, those guys are in a class all their own. But this is just my opinion. Everybody's list is different. Everybody's opinions are different. And everybody's criteria is different for who makes, you know, the best Bucks of all time. Because if you're just some casual who's never watched the Bucks, well, then obviously Tom Brady's the greatest Buck of all time. But it's more than that. Like, it's more than that. You know, in my opinion, the things that I take into account are, did they win a championship here? Did they only play here? How long did they play here? That's what I take into account.
Yeah.
And I think what is going to give Mike Evans the ability to jump over a Derek Brooks is ultimately going to be, playing his entire career here, but how long he ends up playing. If Mike Evans has a 14 or a 15-year career as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, like he's done it. You know, he's that guy in the history books, and I think he should be treated as such. But, Evan, I appreciate you calling and talking ball with me.
Yeah, really quick, especially if he also gets, like, those next two seasons, he gets 1,000 yards again. Like, it's just going to be, like, 1,000 yards every single year of your NFL career. Like, Jerry Rice didn't even do that. So it's like, you know, it's special. So, yeah.
Six touchdowns away from 100 receiving touchdowns in his career. I think he'll become
And he's probably going to hit in 2024. So.
Yeah, has a pretty good chance. So, Evan, before I let you go, where can the people find you and your content? Other than right here.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Right here, of course. Also on the YouTube side of things, just for the YouTube people, if you're listening on audio, head over to YouTube. We'll have some more, you know, exclusive, shorter content just for YouTube. And then also, you know, BucksNation.com, have a few articles out now. The article I did over the weekend was the free agency predictions, and it was able to get published about a half hour before Mike Evans re-signed with the team. I went through every single Bucs free agent, predicted whether they'd be back in Tampa Bay or not. And for the big boys, I did contract projections, and I projected a 3-year, $79.5 million deal for Mike Evans, $26.5 million per year. So I was close, a little off on the year, and then about a half million, you know, off on the AAV, but you can go check that out on BucksNation.com right now. Also, I have another article on Trey Palmer and Light and Bowles' comments on him as well. So go check those out at BucksNation.com. And also check me out on Instagram at Bucks_daily.
2 for 2 on the mock offseason, though. Ever since we put that episode out, the Bucks have released Shaq Barrett, and they have re-signed Mike Evans. So there you go.
Yeah, and like everybody's talking about Chop Robinson. Who did I pick in the first round? Chop Robinson.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We shall see. But, Evan, I appreciate your time, man, and I will talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, Evan Wanish, the Philly Bucks fan, the other half of this here podcast. For some reason, whenever I answer the phone, my camera feed goes away. That's really weird, but we're back. Just in time for me to end the show. I think we've kind of covered everything that I wanted to make sure we touched on today. Mostly the Mike Evans contract, just getting you guys up to speed on all the information regarding Mike Evans and his new contract, but also what to expect in the coming days. I don't think this is going to be the only Tampa Bay Buccaneer news that we get this week. Honestly, knowing my luck, if you guys have followed the show for an extended period of time, we have this really cool habit of doing a live show, talking about breaking news, and then as soon as that live show is over, some more breaking news happens, and then we're not able to cover it. That actually ended up happening. I remember we recorded a podcast, like an hour and a half. This was years ago. This was 2020. We had recorded a podcast. We were live for over an hour, and then 15 minutes after we were done, Evan texted me and is like, hey, the Bucks just signed Rob Gronkowski. So we had to go live and then do another hour-long podcast talking about Rob Gronkowski signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But if we don't have any more calls, that should do it. I want to say thank you to everybody hanging out with us here over on YouTube for this emergency edition of the Cane of Fire podcast. Tampa 1D, Braden Harris, Al Bundy. What is just the screen name? Aaron Lemaster, Chris Mail, Christopher Cole, our buddy Mikey Kelly, Tony Scorpio, UK Prince, Bandwagoner, Wontons. That's a good one. Go Bucks, go Bolts. Aaron Flannery, Mr. One Buck for Life, Bobby Lindenberg, Neil S. Peterman. Thank you, guys. Just wanted to show some love. Jack Mahogoff, what's up, buddy? We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. That should do it for this week's episode of the Cannon Fire Podcast. Follow the show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At Reddit, or Cannon Fire Pod. Jesus Christ, getting ahead of myself. See, I'm not quite in autopilot because Evan's not here. So it's like, my visual reference is different than it normally is. So it kind of messes me up. Follow the show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Cannon Fire Podcast. Best place to go for updates on the show. And of course, Tampa Bay Buccaneer news as it happens. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I'm scared to end the show. I'm scared to end the show. If I end the show, then we're going to hear about Antoine Winfield getting franchise tagged or something, and I'm going to be right back here talking to you guys and Evan on the phone again. So that's the show. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Evan is not here, but you heard him on the phone. Follow him, Instagram, at Bucks_daily. You can also find him on Twitter, at EvanNFL. Check out his written work at BucksNation.com. Last but not least, let's shut it down and go home. You can follow myself on Instagram and Twitter at Redicus, RHETTAKUS. If you follow me, I will follow you back. But that's the show. We will talk to you soon, I have no doubt, with more breaking Tampa Bay Buccaneer news. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Talk to you in the next one. Until then, and as always, thank you for listening, and go Bucks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.